This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are more than 14 million children across the country living below the official poverty line. That's from a fresh study from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Among details from that study, a finding that Utah is doing more than any other state to reduce its poverty rate. Utah is using data to pinpoint poverty hotspots. Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
Shannon Starley and her team of caseworkers at Utah's Division of Children and Family Services have a tough job. They help decide whether to remove kids from their parents' custody due to neglect, abuse, or
mental health issues.
Starley says she's seen parents lose their kids, get them back, and lose them again.
I mean, it's hard because you have kids who go home and we close the case and we think everything's great, and then a year later, the kids are right back in the same situation they were in before.
Utah is now trying to use data collected from agencies like Starley's to figure out how to help support families. Beyond substance abuse and mental health issues, the state's looking at families that remain in poverty from generation to generation. In 2012, Utah lawmakers mandated that the state get a clear picture of who's affected. Tracy Gruber directs Utah's Office of Child Care.
What we know of families who are experiencing intergenerational poverty is that they are receiving services from multiple agencies.
Gruber says it took 3 years to collect, match, and coordinate data from state agencies that provide everything from food stamps and cash assistance to public education and juvenile justice. The result? Data that show where poverty's concentrated across Utah's 29 counties. The state found that 99,000 kids and adults are living in intergenerational poverty. Laura Speer with the Annie E. Casey Foundation says Utah's taken a unique approach to tackling the problem since 2010.
Fewer children are living below the poverty line. More parents have secure employment, and more teens are in school and working.
In 2010, 16% of Utah kids were living below the federal poverty line. That's compared to 11% now. To get the number even lower, the state's requiring the counties with the highest concentrations of intergenerational poverty to use data to come up with solutions. The Utah legislature's earmarked $1 million to help pay for those county efforts. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.